אתם עם SBS בעברית.
The doctors, rabbinical and community leaders in Sydney and in Melbourne have stood united over the last week to reiterate the importance of social distancing in preventing the spread of coronavirus. They issued videos on in New South Wales and in Victoria. The New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies President Leslie Berger warned them and expressed his concern that many members of the Jewish community will succumb to COVID-19. He said in the video, I need to be honest with you. I know it's scary, but it is a reality that we need to face, and we need to work together to try and solve. He emphasized that everyone needs to show the responsibility to limit their interactions, even to their own, to just their own children and themselves, and do not even allow their grandparents to come and spend time with them face to face. He said, I know it's difficult and something that's, it's very painful because it goes against everything of that we normally feel. But he says everyone just needs to do that in order to save lives. In Victoria, the president of the Australasian Jewish Medical Federation, Dr. Jack Green, warned that breaches in the community of these regulations will lead to the risk of greater spread of the virus. The Jewish News understands a number of members of Sydney's Jewish community and Melbourne's have already been diagnosed with the virus. Now, last Friday, the Sydney Beth Din released a statement in the wake of a third confirmed case in Melbourne's Yeshiva Beth Rivka College, advising that any Sydney Jewish members of Sydney's Jewish community that returned from Melbourne recently has the halachic imperative to self-isolate for 14 days. Several members of Sydney's Jewish community also attended a Jewish wedding at the Pullman Hotel in Albert Park in Melbourne on Sunday, March the 15th. A young man was found to have tested positive to COVID-19 afterwards.
And he was at the wedding?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my God. So what happened?
Well, about 150 people attended the wedding, while about approximately 30 people were exposed the following night at an event. And Melbourne doctor Jonathan Pintsoa has also asked COVID-19 contacts to avoid visiting local pharmacies and businesses wherever possible, and just keep self-isolating to protect everyone else. And on Friday, the Rabbinical Council of Victoria also released a statement, and they were saying they were quite distressed and concerned by reports that many young people returning from overseas to the Jewish community here in Australia have not been following the Australian government's announcements requiring them to self-quarantine. So that's also becoming an issue.
We're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Also connected to the coronavirus, but a different angle. First time El Al plane is in Australia, in Perth, and this time to take Israeli travelers out and bring Australians back into Australia.
Yeah, so it's wonderful news that El Al, first time in Australia. Of course, the conditions of why it is here are quite concerning, but it's still nice to have a plane coming in, landing in Perth last Tuesday with the Star of McDavid on all over it. It came to bring Israelis who are in Australia, holidays and working here, back to Israel, and also Australian Jews who were in Israel back to Australia via Perth. One of them on board from was Ruby Alford, 18-year-old from Melbourne's Labela Yavna College. She's been in Israel since January, and she planned to study at Midreshet Lindbaum in Jerusalem for a year. But of course, the virus put everyone shut down in Israel, and she heard about this through the Zionist Federation of Australia and took the opportunity to take the flight, and she landed in Perth on Tuesday, very relieved. On the flip side, Israeli tourist Gal Khalif, 22-year-old from Ramat Gan, he's been on here driving around Australia in a van, touring the place. Of course, in the shutdown, he's had to stop that. He heard about a Qantas flight that's leaving, that left on Thursday from Perth to back to London, and he was going to take that and then make his way, hopefully, back to Israel if he still could.
Best place is to be home these days, but it seems that also charities are overwhelmed, especially Oz Harvest. There is the demand for food is soaring.
Yes, the CEO of that organization is Ronnie Khan. She's calling on the federal government to inject some stimulus packages into the charity sector, the food rescue in particular organizations. And she said at the moment, you know, all those organizations are already supporting 5 million Australians who rely on their services. But now the figure is rising sharply every single day. Some Jewish organisations in Sydney and Melbourne are already charitable organisations, have really had to pick up their loads and help her, and this situation is getting worse. So Jewish News spoke to a few of them. Jewish House CEO in Sydney, Rabbi Mendel Castell, said there's been lots of requests from people for help, for goods, for food, but also people, he says he's noticed people have been coming in with very high anxiety, mental health issues are on the rise, and also sadly, with everyone being at home all the time and the uncertain financial situation at the moment for everyone, domestic violence is going to be on the increase too. And that's very, very, very sad because if everyone's at home, this is going to get a lot worse. He also noticed a lot of people coming in and at the shops are buying alcohol, a lot of alcohol at the moment, and that's that can only make things a lot worse. And then very quickly in Melbourne, there's a Jewish food relief and crisis management organisation called Pekalach, and its founder, Malki Rose, said before this crisis they were feeding about 200 disadvantaged people per week in Melbourne's Jewish community, but she said now they'll have to need at least 3 to 4 times more food to provide to people in need. And she said people are coming in now who have never before been or asked for help.
Lots of people lost their jobs.
Absolutely, and so hopefully these organisations can be supported by the government, but also by, I guess, people who do have suppliers and are well off. If anyone can help out and donate some items to these organisations for other people, that would go a long way I think, a lot too.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much, and have a great week.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.